9 years ago today saw the launch of Radio Sega Live, and a string of quality programs followed in the years to come. For the past 5 years, we've celebrated the occasion with the show that started it all, Sega Ages.
This is Sega Ages!
Welcome to Sega Ages here on Radio Sega.
You're listening to a very special edition of Sega Ages.
It's been a while since you've heard that intro.
It is I, the bootleg version of Resident SD.
So obviously this day was when Sega Ages first premiered and made its debut as the first live show on the Radio Sega airwaves.
You may have thought that the plans were the same for this year, but you'd be wrong. I think you'd all agree it's about time we mix things up.
Welcome to a new era of Radio Sega Live celebrations. I'm Green Viper 8, and this isn't Sega Ages. This is the show that you've been waiting ages for. This is Pick and Mix, a brand new concept developed especially for Radio Sega's 9th anniversary. I hope you liked the surprise, and if you didn't like the surprise, sorry, this isn't Sega Ages, but I hope you enjoy the show anyway. So I need to sort of explain what Pick and Mix is, because it's a bit of a tough concept. Only one person actually managed to find out the concept of the show ahead of the scheduled premiere, and that was Twinny. So a huge thank you to Twinny, because he's been helping me with the show a ton behind the scenes. But so basically how this works, Pick and Mix, I'm going to give you an overview, but I think it works a bit better in action, so we're just going to get straight into it after this first music break. But there are two types of segment that can be available on this show. There's a game show segment and there's a standard segment. We'll have 6 game show segments to choose from, and we'll have 11 standard segments. So we'll select one game show at random to run throughout the show, and we'll select 4 random segments, each occupying one bed. So this is a completely... this is a show that is completely generated live. I have no clue what is going to come up, but it's a celebration of all things Radio Sega. All 9 years of our history, maybe even some stuff to come, is all to play for in this show. So... yeah, we've got plenty of stuff to come up with, I guess. What am I trying to say anymore? I don't even know, but you're listening to a lovely bit of Sugar Lane from Sonic Lost World in the background, and then coming up after this, we're going to have a track from Tetris Giant, because it fit the theme of this show so well, and it's going to be Love's Invincible Command. But I'm going to let you listen to the rest of Sugar Lane, because let me tell you, this is an absolute bop. And when we come back, it's going to be finally time to properly mix things up.
僕のリンゴを食べて眠っちゃいそうな素直すぎる君がとても愛しい当たり前
time for a proper introduction. You know, I gave you a bit of a trick at the beginning, but now it's the time, it's time for a treat, because it's time for Pick and Mix here on Radio Sega. So a bit more of a proper introduction is in store, but first of all, I'm going to tell you that you just had a track from Yakuza 0. That was 24 Hours Cinderella, the full spec edition, which apparently had its 4th anniversary today, in fact. So a big happy birthday to Yakuza 0, first released on in Japan on this day. For PS3 and PS4. It later came out in 2017 for PS4 in the rest of the world, and then it came out in 2018 it was, right? Yeah, 2018 for the PC in the rest of the world. And before that, we had a track from Tetris Giant, also known in its homeland as Tetris Decadis. That is Love's Invincible Command, a track which I feel perfectly sums up a bit of what this show is about. It's all sickly sweet, and that those two tracks are brilliant ways to start off the show. Speaking of anniversaries, it's our own anniversary today. You know, no biggie. It's our 9th anniversary of live shows. So 9 years ago today was when Sega Ages first took to the air, and as the intro said, we've done 5 episodes now of Sega Ages back to back. It's getting a bit stale. We're not about stale here at the here at the Pick and Mix. I was going to say the Topical Resort almost. We're not about being stale here at Pick and Mix. You know, we like to be within our best before dates. Oh yes, the sweet slash candy puns are coming out tonight, people. I'm not messing about. I've been waiting too long to do this to not mess about, because if you read my Twitter, you know that I've been developing this idea for 2 years. I've waited long enough to make these puns, and no one is going to stop me. That's right. Also, according to BritGamer, apparently today is the 30th anniversary of the internet, which, oh my goodness, doesn't that make the history of the internet skit even more sweet? That wasn't even on purpose that time, that was an accident. So for those of you who don't know, the first ever episode of Sega Ages, which was on the 12th of March 2010, it opened up with a gag known as the history of the internet, where it goes through the history of the internet, obviously the biggie being the launch of Radio Sega Live. And, well, I don't know if Resident SD knew at the time, but yeah, it's apparently the 30th anniversary of the internet today. It wasn't back then, duh, but you know, it was the anniversary of the internet on that day. So, yeah, certainly a very cool thing that I was not aware of. Speaking of things I was not aware of, perhaps you might not be aware of them, but you definitely should be aware of them. It's been a long time since I haven't been aware of them. Join our Discord server if you want to join the chat, want to join the fun. That's radiosd.jf/discord, and currently we have a whole host of awesome people chatting down there. We got BrittanyGamer24, BrittGamer, haha, I forgot to change your name back. We've got Alex Coppertone, myself, Shadid, Skyblaze42, IO1980, Twinny, there's so many of you, Rexy, Retrix, Fastfeet, there's so many of you, and I know there's some of you lurking as well, so if you're lurking, hello to you. If you're listening on the podcast, because there's quite a few of you as well, hello to you. I'm glad that I could bring a show to you on this chilly Tuesday night, actually, as it goes. It's been very cold as well. And also, we've got Ravseek. He's just typed something. Hello to you, Ravseek. So, yeah, it's a rather chilly night here in the UK, so I'm glad to be keeping it warm inside and hosting a brilliant show for you tonight, because I truly do believe we've got an excellent show coming up. So, I don't know how many of you actually understood my little explanation of how this show works at the beginning, but I will re-explain it anyway. So, how the Pick and Mix works is we have a massive pool of segments from previous Radio Sega Live shows that we can choose from, and I don't know what's going to come up, so we're going to have 4 standard segments and 1 game show that runs for every bed throughout the show. So what can I say as an example? Say the Trivia Coast from my own show, the Topical Resort. So how it would work is, after every sort of talk break, we'd then go into the game show segment, and I'd ask you a question, or I'd play you a bit of music or something like that that helps benefit you, etc. We also have True. Hello to True. I haven't seen you in a long time. How are you? Yeah, so it just benefits. I don't know what I'm trying to say anymore. You've all distracted me. There's so many of you chatting right now. But it's a procedurally generated show. Is that still a buzzword in the gaming industry? So I don't know what's going to come up. It's completely random. I'm going to have to wing it. But there's going to be a whole host of things from our heritage that are available to pick from. Including, because I may as well give you the list of stuff that could potentially come up tonight on tonight's show. So in terms of game shows, we've got all the biggies on here. We've got In Reverse, which was originally from Sega Ages, first aired in 2010. We have the Saturday Night Smash Up, which is from Saturday Night Sega, first aired in 2010. Also from Saturday Night Sega, we have Pitch Shifter, and this was first aired around late 2010. We have Say My Name from the Manic Monday Show, which was from 2015 was when that first aired. Wow, time flies. We also have Flash Trivia from the Chart Topping Show, which was first aired in 2016. And we have Trivia Codes from my own show, The Topical Resort, which came out in 2017. As for standard segments that could come up, we have 11 of them, I do believe. We have the News Roundup, which has come from various shows between 2010 and 2019. We have the yearly News Recap, which comes from Sega Ages 2010, where we go over the history of 2018, the last year that just passed, like we normally would on a standard Sega Ages episode. We also got the Request Roulette, once again from Saturday Night Sega from 2010. Come on, Gabby, where's Request Roulette for Season 4? You got to bring it back. Then we got Community Top 5 from Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, first came out in 2013. Clash of Fans from Sega Mixer Drive. Originally aired in 2013, this segment wouldn't air until 2018, if I believe so. If not, it's 2017. Sorcery Roulette, also from Sega Mixer Drive. I don't remember the year this started airing, but it's from 2013. We have the Sunday Roulette. There's a lot of roulettes. We have the Sunday Roulette from Radio Sega Sunday Funday / The Weekend Bonanza by the lovely British Andy. That's from 2014. We have the Chart Topping Knockout from the Chart Topping Show. That's from 2016. Discord Call-In from my own show, The Dreamcast Hour, 2016. And also the Topical Resort from 2017. And finally, Test Your Topicality from the Resort, 2017. All of those can come up tonight, so... Well, what are we delaying? What are we holding off here? Why don't we find out what game show we're going to be playing tonight on tonight's episode of Pick and Mix? Interesting. Very, very interesting. So, tonight, we're going to be playing none other than the game show we should have been playing anyway. Because we're going to be playing some Sega Ages in reverse. So get your reverse music skills on, because that is what is going to be coming up tonight on the show. As for our four standard segments, we're going to take the top four that appear on a little randomizer here. So I think it's time, considering, you know, this is the bigger one of the two, I think we should come on over to the shop. What could come up on this wheel? I'm not going to do the Rexy thing of spin, because that could get a bit old. So instead, why don't we just take a dip? Hang on, I did forget to say that, sorry. Chiptune Corner from the Hidden Palace, 2016. Thank you for pointing that out, Skyblaze, because I forgot to say that. Chiptune Corner from Hidden Palace can also appear, sorry. I don't know how I skipped over that. Anyway, let's go, because the shop's telling us you're running out of time. I agree, we are. Very, very interesting. I'm very happy with this turnout, actually. This is all the stuff that I really wanted to appear. So, we have the Sunday Roulette from Radio Sega Sunday Funday. That's the first segment that's going to be coming up after the next music break. Then, we've got the Chart Topping Knockout. So, that's from the Chart Topping Show. We've got that coming up. The second bed. Third bed, we've got the Chiptune Corner. Just as well, I did mention that we have the Chiptune Corner. Then the fourth bed, well, it's time to take it back to my namesake, because we're going to be testing someone's topicality. That's all to come up on tonight's Pick and Mix. But first of all, I'd say, should we get back into let's get back to our normal bed. But you may remember, I just wanted to do this quick segment here. You may remember that I did ask you for some of your favourite clips from Radio Sega Live to play on the show. Now, it wasn't clips, it was just nice sound effects that I could sprinkle in some. I sprinkle, haha. I'm very clever and I didn't even mean to do it. But I asked you for some of your favourite sound bites from Radio Sega Live over the past few years. And you delivered. You delivered very well. Let's just say that. Because I've got some real doozies. Well, let's begin with the one that you know is going to be here. Let's start with the one that is bound to turn everyone on.
So, I was just trying to figure out the best way to actually turn everyone on.
Of course, a classic from the Dreamcast Hour. And Skyblaze was there on that episode. I think they felt as embarrassed as I did, to be honest. That was an interesting set of events to occur on a radio show, but we've got plenty of mileage out of it over these years at this point, haven't we? We've certainly got our good old chuckles out of it. Speaking of chuckles, this one only happened recently, but this one was sent in by BritGamer, and it's our good old friend Shaddix Croft. And what is he doing during an episode of Test Your Topicality? Well, I think you're just going to have to go and find out.
I found... Sorry.
Come on.
Cheese and
flat,
please.
what a cheeky boy. He wouldn't happen to be ordering a Domino's pizza in the middle of a serious game show. Well, that's exactly just what he did. He doesn't mess about. He wants a... he wants his cheese and tomato. We don't know whether he got any other toppings, because we had to cut him off, sadly. You know, he had to concentrate on what he was ordering, so we don't exactly know. What he ever purchased. Very sad. If he's in the chat room, let us know. Because, you know, I'd like to know. I'm very hungry. I want some Domino's, but not as much as I want some sweet, sweet candy. Speaking of sweet, sweet, Casey certainly seems to agree with me on this. I feel like I'm going to get much use out of this in the future, trust me. Now, one that I'm certainly going to get even more use of in the future after this is, well, this was sent in by Electric Boogaloo, and it appears that someone is coming after me. You know, someone is determined to take my throne as much as I'm determined to take their listeners.
I just had some really bad news. A fellow Radio Sega host is streaming on YouTube, stealing listeners. That's a major no-no.
I'd agree, Rav. It's a major no-no. You know, we can't be doing that around here. So, what are you going to do? How am I going to, you're not going to be showing up like that. What are you going to do to combat me streaming on YouTube stealing your listeners?
I'm going to slap him around the face when I meet him. That's how it's going to be.
Well, I feel threatened. I don't know about you, but my life, certainly, I feel on the line. I can't handle it. You know, my heartbeat as well, that's on the line. Don't forget that one. But yeah, Rav Seeger's going to come and beat me up for stealing his listeners. So just remember, if things ever take a turn for the worst, Rav Seeger's still, like, 2 years later trying to hunt and kill me because I stole his listeners. Who knows? But either way, we can all agree that's
a major no-no.
Indeed, Rev. Thank you for that voice clip I'm going to get much use of. It's going to be good. And we got H as well. Hey! Can't be going without Takenobu with his H-ing. Anyway, I've been rambling on for well and truly long enough. I think it's about time. We've gone into our first game show of tonight. So, well, first of all, we just need to line it up. And it is... Where is it? Do I have it? Yeah, I do. There it is. So... Without further ado, something like that, I don't know. I'm tripping over my words now. I need a drink. Let's get into some Sega Ages in reverse.
Sega Ages in reverse.
Yep, you heard the jingle correctly. Even though we're not doing Sega Ages, we're still doing in reverse. So... I'm going to have to explain to you how In Reverse works. It's a fairly simple rule set, except there are actually some tweaks from the Sega Ages version. So if you're a master at Sega Ages, then you should be a bit careful, because this isn't going to work the same way that the normal version of In Reverse would. So let me just get up my quiz show rules document quickly. So this version, how it works is you're going to get 1 point for getting the game name correct. You're going to get 1 point for getting the song name correct. So that means 10 points overall. We're going to play you 5 tracks in reverse, hence the name. But the difference in this version of In Reverse is we will not be playing the tracks that are in reverse throughout the show. Because in the original show, 4 of the 5 tracks in reverse will be played during the show. That is not the case here. None of them will be played. So you're going to have to use your quick wit and intelligence. Non-intelligence, just your ears? Yeah, that is the body part I'm trying to think of. Thank you, Viper. You're going to have to use your ears in order to get the points, because points make prizes. And they actually do make prizes this time. I always say that, and they never do. But this time, they actually make prizes. And you've got 2 things up for grabs tonight. One of them is a gag t-shirt. It's not even a real t-shirt. It's not a normal Radio Sega t-shirt, but it's a one-of-a-kind Radio Sega gag t-shirt. And I'll drop you a picture of it in the chat during the music break. And the other one is... You could win a copy of Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove for a console/computer of your choice. So there is a real incentive to want to win in reverse tonight. So be sure to get your guesses in. You can only play on Discord. That is radioac.ga/discord. I'm GreenVaporate, #6383 on there. Double click my name, send me a private message, and get in all your guesses through Discord, because that is the only way you can play tonight. I know... both Resident SD and Simon used to do emails. I don't really do that, just because I don't have a dedicated email address like they do. So, yeah, unfortunately, Discord only... Actually, that's a lie. That's a lie. We could do it through Twitter. So, DM @RadioSega on Twitter as well. You can play there. I know I said you couldn't, but you can now, because I remembered that Twitter exists, funnily enough. Speaking of Twitter, hello to you guys on Twitter. Anyway, so I just need to quickly grab the actual in reverse... where is it? In reverse... there we go, that is correct. You already have it on PC, well done, Brit Gamer. Congratulations, you've successfully purchased it on PC. Big round of applause. What am I trying to do here? That's what I'm trying to do. Okay, so with that in mind, guys, sorry, there's so many things that I have to prepare for tonight's show, and obviously it's completely random, so that makes preparing a slight bit difficult. So, but I think we're finally ready. Shall we get into play one? In reverse, and you're gonna have to figure out what the overall theme of this in reverse is yourself. No hints here. Think you know the answer? You know where to go if you do. That's on Discord and that's on Twitter. But get in your guesses, because you can get the maximum of 10 points tonight and you can beat in the chance of winning a copy of Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove and a gag t-shirt. We all know which one I'd rather have. It's the t-shirt, because I hoard Radio Sega t-shirts at this point. Let's be honest. I was going to try and make that into a segue there, but there was really no way to do that. So let's get into the another music break. Not the first. I'm really nervous tonight. Can you tell? So let's get into a track from the Sound of the Sonic Stadium 2015 Tropical Paradise album. And it's a track from Puyo Puyo. And this is Open and Over by Rexy. It's totally from Puyo Puyo, right, guys? I swear it is. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Whoops! No one noticed. Yes! Welcome back to the Topic Resort. No, wrong show. Welcome back to Pick a Mix. Right here, on Radio Sega. What you just heard was Sonic Colors DS. That was the special stage theme. An absolutely brilliant theme, might I add, as well. Because there's currently a lot of debate down in the chat room about what's the best version of Sonic Colors? Is it Wii or DS? Oh, I've only played this version, blah, 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 blah. Well, personally, it's got to go to Wii, but the DS version is brilliant. I always forget about that game, but I have so many good like memories of first completing that when it first came out. Really fantastic game. Go and check it out if you haven't, because it's cheap now instead. Keep that whistling in the podcast. Oh, trust me, I will do. I will totally do, because I was trying to cue myself in, because I can. I normally use that to cue myself in. It works. It's effective. And no, it's not stuck in the podcast. Because for once, I'm actually having some dignity in editing my own podcast. How about that? Whatever, so, in reverse, what are you guys doing? some of you completely dropped the ball and have got the theme completely wrong, so I'm just going to go ahead and say right now so you can get barking up the right tree. The theme of tonight's In Reverse is Outrun. So you can't just go, oh, I think that's Splash Wave from Outrun. No, you need to tell me the specific game and the specific game it's from and the name of the original track. So I'm not going to give you any examples, but you get the point. You know, you have to tell me which game this remix is from. So use your Googling skills, use your Radio Sega playlist to help you. And yeah, most points win. So best of luck with the Outrun edition of In Reverse, guys, because I know you can do it. I know you can totally cop yourself those 10 points if you try hard enough. Seriously, some of them jump out at you immediately, in my opinion. But that's me, and it's not you. Seriously, pick up the ball, guys. Anyway, Sunday Roulette. So, how the Sunday Roulette used to work on the Sunday Funday was there'd be a straw poll, and there'd be 10 tracks that you could pick from, except you don't know what tracks you're picking, so you have to pick a random number between 1 and 10, and I play the 3 highest tracks for you. So that's exactly what you're going to do tonight. And I'm not going to tell you the theme of these tracks at all. I'm just going to give you the straw poll. You've got 10 numbers there. Go ahead, vote away. Also, Twinny, feel free to put it on Twitter. I'm going to give you like 5 or so minutes to get that voted on. In the meantime, you know, feel free to suggest me anything to talk about, I guess, because we've got some dead silence here. So I guess I want to say I want to pin the blame off me. The idea to call the tagline of this show the show you've been waiting ages for wasn't entirely my idea. that partly goes to Gabby. I'm going to blame Gabby on that one, because so what happened was I sort of said, oh yeah, I'm going to try and trick people into thinking this is Sega Ages again, because we've done it every year. Why would it suddenly not be Sega Ages? So I'm going to trick him into doing it. So that's exactly what we did. And then he comes along, and I can't remember his exact words, but I'm going to find them for you now. Let me scroll up to where... Don't send me your number on Discord. Put it on the straw poll, Brit. Blah. Blah. It's what you're meant to do. Yeah, where was it? Where did you put it? Let me just scroll. Somewhere. Come on. There we go, it was Radio Sega Ages was the name he originally wanted to give it, and then it was Radio Sega Ages, 9 years live. So that was one of the ones suggested. Then a bunch of other people were just like, yeah, include Ages somewhere in the title. So I'm like, the show you've been waiting ages for. That's the perfect way to troll people into listening into my show. Right, I'm totally not going to get hate mail for that one. Well, the hate mail hasn't come in yet. So I like to think I'm doing something right. Something very small. Interesting. So as I said, you have a 5-minute time limit from like 2 minutes ago. So you got 3 more minutes to vote on the poll. I'm going to check social media in the meantime. I'm also going to check my Discord messages just in case. Why 6? Why any of the numbers? You know, you just pick the one you want. Oh, perhaps, you know, 6 is your lucky number. We'll pick 6 then. Perhaps... You know, you're a big fan of the number 2. You know, you're a big fan of number 2s. Totally. Yeah, that's something logical, of course. You can go with number 2. You know, there's no rhyme or reason to it. You just go with a number you like. And interestingly, yeah, it's off to a flying start in that a lot of the ones I expected to be up there are up there. So I know it's just numbers, but still, You know, a lot of the ones I expect to see there are definitely there, so... Yeah. I don't know what more I can add to that. There is really nothing I can say. Wow, look at that. There's some numbers on the spreadsheet. Wow. Incredible. Seriously, I need to figure out something to do, like, in these beds. The ones where I have to, where I have to do a music segment, because... Whoa, look at this. I guess I could give you a bit of brief history about the show that this came from. I could give you a bit of brief history about the Sunday Funday with British and A. So, let me just grab the show page up here quickly. I can tell you for a fact that the Sunday Funday was an idea that was actually first, I believe it was first dreamt up by KC. And it was then handed off to British Andy, known as Andy 91 at the time. And it was touted as the most interactive show on Radio Sega. Spend your Sunday with Andy and listen to great Sega music and remixes. Vote for random Sega tracks in the Sunday Roulette. Request non-Sega music for the non-Sega track of the week. Plus, request Sega remixes for the remix jukebox. And take your chances at Gone in a Sonic Minute or be on the show during the weekend call-in. It's all here and more with the most Sega-rific show of all time, the Sunday Funday. So it first premiered in Winterfest 2014, the very first Winterfest we did, which... I'm trying to remember the date of the Sunday. Radio Sega Sunday Funday. That was Episode 0, premiered on the 21st of December. That was actually the hunch date I had in my head. Interestingly, many years before I joined Radio Sega, I actually won a prize on that episode of Sunday Funday. It was a Sonic Boom t-shirt from 2013. It's in the convention. It's like an XXL. It still doesn't fit me, like, almost 5 years later. But I won it. And that counts for something, right? But yeah, no, I was one of the winners of prizes on that show. So if you go back and listen to it, whoa, it's a young Green Van Preach winning his first prize on Radio Sega. And then pestering Casey for 2 months asking him what the prize was. I'm so sorry, Casey. Look back on that, like, why? Why? But yeah, Sunday Funday ran for... how many episodes did the original season run for? It was... The original season was 15 episodes, and that lasted from, the actual original season was from the 25th of January 2015 all the way up until the 14th of June 2015, and he had a tendency to like to do really short, sort of, short runs of his shows, which I can respect, because doing massive behemoth 50 episode seasons like I do can get a bit tiring, and especially can get a bit draining, so... No, I salute him for only doing 15-episode seasons, and he always ends off, including his new show, which is no longer on Radio Sega, he always ends off his shows with a special episode centering around a certain franchise. And in this case, the first episode he did was around Hatsune Miku, which I believe was fan-picked. I know the second, or the, actually the third season of Sunday Funday ended with Outrun. But what happened after this was, Sunday Funday got a bit of a remake because Andy moved to Canada and his schedule became a bit more hectic, so the Sunday Funday became the Weekend Bonanza, which, when did that start? That was like 2016, I believe, was the first episode of the Weekend Bonanza. We don't have any of it on the Radio Sega playlist for some reason, because I think Andy didn't want it on the Radio Sega playlist, I recall. But that's a shame, because I would love to have those episodes, because his show's always so much fun. I mean, after all, he is sort of the reason I'm in Radio Sega to begin with, so, you know, I'd like to be able to listen to some of those episodes, please. So, yeah, Sunday Funday rebranded into the Weekend Bonanza, and that lasted, that didn't actually last too many episodes. I believe that was around, like, 6 episodes. I only ever caught one live as well, and that was the one that was during the what was it called? The Olympic Relay. We need to do an Olympic Relay next year, but, yeah, that was during the Olympic Relay 2016. So once Weekend Bonanza came to a close, Andy took a big long hiatus from Radio Sega again until the 5th of March 2017, when Radio Sega's Sunday Funday returned, because he decided to rebrand it back to Sunday Funday, as his Sundays once again became free, but his Saturdays not as much so. So Sunday Funday returned, and currently we only have 21 episodes of it on the... We only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we only have 6 episodes, but I believe there was much more than that. Then finally, Sunday Funday came to an end in 2017's Winterfest. So it started in Winterfest, it ended in Winterfest, and it ended with an Outrun special. And that was a great episode. And that was actually our, I believe we got around 50 listeners for that show, which was absolutely mental at the time. Like that, 50 listeners is always sort of the limit we've had on Radio Sega Live. The previous one being Crush, the Jin Senoi or Crush 40 episode of Late in Life. So that was an incredible feat, the fact that that was able to be managed. Anyway, I'm going to take another look at the straw poll. And I can confirm that the numbers have changed. And I can confirm that we are going to play you three tracks. Three tracks that I'm not going to name yet. I don't have any of the jingles that Andy had, so you're just going to have to put up with not having them. Oh, we got some good picks tonight. I like this, actually. So, you're going to find out what the sort of category is once we get into it. So, that's one. What was the next one? That wasn't the number one, by the way. I'm saying that's the first one. Ooh, interesting. Right. You got that one. That's number two. And number three is going to be... Number three is going to be that. Okay, so we've got our picks. And then I just need one more thing, so... Sorry, this needs to be done live, so this is slightly tedious on your end. Talk amongst yourselves, children, in the meantime. And that's there. So I just need to include the numbers over the top of them, because otherwise you wouldn't know what track is being played. That is that. That is that. And that is... that. Anyway, so now that our Sunday roulette is decided, we need to get into some more in reverse, so you guys can listen to the Outrun version once again and decide which five official, that's the keyword, official Outrun remixes are being played during in reverse. So, well, you clearly want to win some prizes, so let's find out.
Sega Rages in reverse.
So we're back here at In Reverse, and now it is time for once again another play, the second play of the Outrun In Reverse. So give Sir a moment to find it. There we go. So previously a few of you guys took a punt at guessing this In Reverse, but none of you have got a single right answer yet. So even if you're staff, don't feel shy. You know, I want everyone to join in on this giveaway, so please, even if you're a member of staff, don't feel guilty that you're joining, because this should be open to everyone. This one-of-a-kind t-shirt that you totally want to win, and I'm not pinning onto you at all. And also Toe Jam & Earl, that's important. Someone actually asked me earlier, what console is Toe Jam & Earl for? And I did already answer this in the show, but it is for either Switch, PS4, Steam, or what's the other one? Xbox One, that's it. The one that I had a fanboy argument over the other day. Yeah, so Xbox One, all four of the consoles are available. So... don't worry, like, oh, I'm not going to enter because I might not win it for my console. No, you can win it for any console or any PC of your choice. So enter away, people. And I should say as well, it's not open for podcast listeners, as the normal version of In Reverse wasn't. Anyway, so there's not really too much more we can say. Let's just get into the Outrun edition of In Reverse. Think you know any of those five official Outrun remixes? They can be from any Sega game. It doesn't even have to be from Outrun. It can be from any Sega game as long as it contained a track from Outrun. So get your guesses in on Discord. GreenViper@#6383 is my Discord tag. That is where you can message me your answers, or you can do it on Twitter @RadioSega. DM us there. Do not post it in the public chat room, or otherwise you'll be disqualified and you'll spoil everyone's day. But without further ado, I think it's about time we got into the results. I need to specify this again. So the format of your answer should be game name followed by the song name. So let's give an example. So it should be Sonic Lost World - Sugar Lane should be your answer. So Sugar Lane's the song name and Sonic Lost World is the game name. That's how you should send me your answers, not just, oh, I think it's from this one console. You need to include the song name. That's but as I say, it's not disallowed. You can use YouTube, you can use Google, you can use your own music libraries, whatever. Just as long as you can find it, and it's official remixes, Raph. It's official remixes, not OC remix, not like any YouTube ones. Official remixes from official games. Anyway, the results of the Sunday Roulette. You guys picked some good tracks, and I think you're gonna find out what the category of these tracks were, but. Let's get into the Sunday Roulette's top three of the week.
Number 7.
This is what it sounds like when Casey... Damn it. When Casey taps Sanshiro, guys. You were all curious. You needed to know, so I let you know.
Number 9.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Ravsieg has been caught answer dumping. Now, there's only one term we can use to describe that around these parts.
That's a major no-no.
Indeed. Coming from the words, coming from the mouth of the man himself, that is a major no-no. I should probably explain what answer dumping is for the rest of you. So, what I think he's done, I think he's gone on Wikipedia and has gone, let's find every version of Splash Wave and just copy and paste it and put it in the document, that'll do. No. I said this the other week at the top of Resort. That's like if you're in a maths class and you go, the teacher says, what's 2 plus 2? And you go, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 4. Oh, it's 4. I got it right. I got it right. So you're free to send as many guesses as you like, but just don't send, like, every guess in one go, because you sent, like, 20 versions of Splash Wave in one go. So, it's still fine to send guesses. You can still send in more guesses for Splash Wave, just as a warning to everyone else. Send in each answer one at a time instead of just a massive block, because it's a major no-no, and it's coming from the words of the man himself. I said it wrong again, whatever. Anyway, from Sega 8... Rexy's distracting me because she started messaging me. From the Sega Ages soundtrack, that is Origin Awakened Theme of Heroes, originally from Gain Ground. And that was number 9 on the request on the Sunday Roulette. Sorry, there's so many different segments of roulette in them that it gets confusing. That was number 9 on the Sunday Roulette. Number 8 on the Sunday Roulette was actually Let's Tap the Papaya, the long version, which of course, Jamie's a big fan of, Sanchiro's a long fan of. I don't think Casey's a big fan of it though. I can't sense him being into it myself. Sorry, Jamie, it's just true. I can't see it happening. For that was number 6, and that was your most requested. That was... Rexy, stop! Distracting me, I swear. You're not really distracting me. Keep doing it. It's funny. Whatever. That was number 6. That was from F-Zero GX, a game which was made by Sega. And that was a Digiboy. And no one knows what the lyrics mean. No, we know they're English. We don't know what they mean, but they're English. That's got to be worth something, right? I think... surely. Aha! Mr. Answer Dump has sent me an answer. I guess I'll respond to him in a second. In the meantime, it's time for Mr. Answer Dump segment. It is time for the chart-topping knockout. First premiered on the chart-topping show all the way back in 2017, I believe, was when this segment first debuted on the chart-topping show. So, once again, this requires a straw poll, and I'm going to play you 4 different tracks. And, basically, you're just going to have to pick me a favourite. So, I'm going to give you a link there. Don't vote yet, because it's not the same rules as the Sunday Roulette, but basically, there's going to be 4 tracks, 1, 2, 3, and 4. I'm going to play you them, and then you're going to decide which one you like the most, and which one you'd like to hear the full version of. So this is a slightly cut-down rule set compared to Ravsieg's version, but hey, he did like a 16-track rotation. This is a 4-track rotation designed to work for a one-man show. So, I need to actually get these queued up on my instant players, so let me just find them. That's number 1. That is number 2. That is number 3. And that is number 4. Now if I can just find the right person, no, the right version. It's that one. Yes, so there we go. We have the 4 tracks, and the number corresponds to each track. So the first one I'm going to play is number 1, the second one, number 2, 3, 4. You get the idea, but you're going to have to pick me a favourite one, and then your favourite track will be the one that we played in the next segment, alongside some others. Because, you know, I gotta fit in those sweet other tracks which I have throughout my show somehow. So, let's just roll the dice, and let's bring down the bed. Let's also make sure that I bring down the music to an appropriate level. And let's get into number 1. So the number one track that you could be hearing is from Sega Smash Pack Volume 1, and this is the title screen theme, probably better known as the theme of Sega Ages, the show which you all wanted to hear tonight, and you didn't get to hear, so boo-hoo to that one. But you could be hearing the title theme, the full version at least, if you get requesting on number one on the chart top in Knockout. So do you want to hear the full version of that? Why not go ahead and pick it in the straw poll down in Discord or on Twitter. But how about number two? Because number two is an equally awesome track, but not for the same reason, not because of the legacy it's left on the station, but because it's just an absolute belter. And number two, well, number two would be none other than the Yakuza Karaoke Selection remix of Raindrops, which first appeared in Yakuza Dead Souls. So if you want to hear this awesome sort of J-pop, track, well, you can hear a bit of it right now. But of course, you could hear the full version if you picked number two on the chart top and knockout chart. But that's not all you can pick, because we've still got two more tracks left, because there are four total selections. So the number three track you could be picking is a bit more iconic. This was a track which was played so much throughout early Radio Sega Live, and even now, it's still got its legacy. It still gets spam requested quite a lot, and I think for good reason, personally. Number three would be none other than the climax mix of Fly Me to the Moon from Bayonetta 1. An absolute beauty of a track. And just to think, it could be playing, if you selected number three on the Chart Top and Knockout. That's the name of it. Yeah, the Chart Top and Knockout number three. You could be flying over the moon with Bayonetta herself while climaxing, while tapping Sanshiro. Because sounds like fun, right? Number four is slightly less lewd. Slightly less, because it involves someone on fire, and already that sounds a bit kinky, and it involves not just any part of them on fire, but an organ on fire. And you know where this is going. It involves some burning hearts. So if you pick number four, you could be hearing the Japanese version of Burning Hearts, Burning Angel from Burning Rangers, featuring some sweet Takanobu Mitsuyoshi. Do you want to be hearing him? You can hear him just in a second, once he kicks in. Alright, Choir, settle down. We're done. We want to listen to some Mitsuyoshi now. I said hurry up, please. There he is. You can be listening to him if you pick number four on the chart top in Knockout. So go ahead and click the straw poll link and go and pick your favourite. But coming up still, we're going to go through a bit of the history of the Chart Topping show, because, well, it does have some good heritage behind it. So it came originally from, well, Ravzig's own mind, of course, but it has two sort of points of origin, and I'm sure the man himself will tell me that it's a bit different. But so Ravzig's original show, Fights Into Streams, was a 10 episode special. Sound familiar? That he was eventually forced to move on from. So yeah, he started with Fights Into Streams back in 2015, the day after the Manic Monday show first premiered, and it focuses on the fighting games which made up Sega's history as well. Just some of the fighting games are on their arcade boards, such as, for example, Dead or Alive. Others, you know, which associated originally with Sega, but may not perhaps be a Sega game, but still, Sega were the premier makers of fighting games outside of maybe SNK in the arcade, so you definitely want to check out Fights Into Streams. But then after that, he combined sort of both ideas into one, and that form he combined the Fights Into Stream show and Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown into the chart topping show, which first premiered in 2016, and instead of focusing on the top 40 chart, focused on the top 20 chart, featuring various silly in-betweens such as interviews with members of the Radio Sega sort of community, the regulars. It also had Fights Into Streams flashback, where he would focus on some SNK games and some Sega games that he didn't get to cover in depth in Fights Into Streams. It also focused on the Chart Top and Knockout, which is what you're hearing here, where he pitted a bunch of tracks against each other, and they were put to their paces to see which was the favourite of the Radio Sega community. And the final one was one of the segments which you could have been hearing tonight, but you didn't. That was Flash Trivia. So it's just a trivia segment, really. But there was plenty of segments that came in between the top 20. So you'd have 10 tracks, and then you'd have the in-between segment, and then you'd go back into the final top 10. In later years, he completely changed his format due to some squabbling, because Seven Rings in Hand, we couldn't get away from it. You know, Speed Through Nights with Feet in Sand, etc. He just couldn't get away from the controversy surrounding that, so it was changed to the top five requesters get their free tracks played, and then finally the true top five gets played at the end of the show, which, yeah, was a very popular format at the time, but I don't think he seems to like it that much himself now, so, who knows? But maybe one day we could have the return to Chart Topping Show, but at the very least I know we're going to have the return of Ravsieg very soon. I can, well, hopefully very soon. I can definitely tell you that one. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But yeah, Ravsieg, he's still here, he's still kicking, and so is the Chart Topping Show, which ended back in last year, around April time, actually, so it's almost been a year since the Chart Topping Show ended, and, well, since then we haven't had a new Ravsieg show, but I mean, come on, we've got to be close, right? So, I think I've given you enough time to get in your requests. Interesting, very, very interesting. So, actually, I say I've given you enough time, I'm going to give you, like, 2 more minutes. So, in the meantime, chat room, hi chat room, how are you? We're going to keep talking. what are you all saying? Everyone's just saying we love you, Ravsieg. See, it's true, we do love you, Ravsieg. And, you know what we also love? We love Chart-Topping Knob Out, yep. Chart-Topping Knob Out? No. No, we're not going that far. Oh, no, I've screwed myself, haven't I? Incredible. So, yeah, feel free to keep sending in your votes. I'm going to check I'm going to check the Twitter feed, because you guys might have been fairly active on the Twitter feed. Ah, we got a show on right now, and you've already missed an hour of it, TCB. Oh no! Hello, TCB. Hi, TCB. Hi. Brittany Gamer says hi, Viper. I'm good. You? Sure. Yeah. You're correct. I don't know what you're talking about anymore. You've gone off the deep end, and this is coming from me, after all. You know, I'm not exactly one to tell people who's been going off the deep end. No, you made it a tie! Don't make it a tie! Please, don't make it a tie. I'm gonna give you guys some time to relieve this tie, because I don't want to have to put it down to random selection. Another sample? Oh, there's plenty more samples to be going around on Radio Sega. I've got some more that I could have had, but I couldn't get them in time. So, you just got to deal with what you got to deal with. Speaking of Radio Sega Live, though, actually, the Hidden Palace is going to be on Saturday night, and Skyblaze is currently preparing their script for the Sega Naomi arcade board, is what they're going to be covering Saturday at 9 p.m. so be sure to tune into that. And then apparently we should have Saturday Night Sega, so we're going to have a special 13th birthday episode of Saturday Night Sega, because Saturday Night Sega turns 9 this year. In fact, it turns 9 tomorrow, so obviously Gavi is going to have to mark the occasion on that one, most definitely. And on top of that, we've also got some more stuff coming up in the pipeline, but I can't quite reveal it to you yet. How cheeky. Speaking of cheeky, be very cheeky and snipe vote this straw poll. Otherwise, I'm going to come for your kneecaps, people. Your kneecaps are going to be well and truly capped. Caps locked. Somethinged. Padding. Glorious, glorious padding. So, let's ask you this question in the chat. If you voted, what track have you voted for? And, who are you siding with in this case? And speaking of which, hi TCB, sorry you're crying. Cheers, son's crying, all of that. But, I hope you're good today, because you just dropped a bye in the chat room. Come on, someone do it. Right, you got 30 seconds or I'm choosing the track. So, anyone new who's just joined, who's just listened, who's just something in the chat room, straw poll, click the straw poll. Track number 1 is Sega Smash Bros. Volume 1 title. Track 2 is the Yakuza Karaoke Selection Raindrops Remix at the end. Track 3 is the Fly Me to the Moon Climax Mix from Bayonetta. And track 4 is Burning Hearts, Burning Angel from Burning Rangers. So, go for anything. You can choose anything. I'm trying to tempt you here, because I really don't want to have to pick it myself. But there's one I really do want to pick. Yeah, you're clearly not doing it. So we're gonna have to go with this track, since it's on the top of my straw poll, even though it's tied. It has to show one first, right? Ranger. I just gave it away. I don't care. Whatever. Yep, there we go. That's the track. There it is. There it is. In reverse time.
Sega Rages. In reverse.
Hey, remember this? Remember when I didn't screw up? Didn't screw up all of my show. Hey, we're doing it live. That's sort of the whole point of Pick and Mix, right? Is that it's done live. There's plenty of room for errors. You can laugh at my errors. You can laugh at me saying chart-topping knobs out. You know, there's plenty of things on this show. You can just really get behind. Speaking of get behind, just like no, we're not bringing back the Sanshiro joke again. We're leaving that dead. Dead like my career after the show. So, in reverse, we're back for the third plate of In Reverse, and you've got another chance to win a copy of Toe Jam & Earl on Steam, Xbox One, PS4, or Switch. You've also got an opportunity to win a novelty shirt which says, I waited ages to get this lousy t-shirt. I'm incredibly proud of making the artwork for that one. It's totally not sad at all. But you can win that as well, and you can win a copy of Toe Jam & Earl Back in the Groove. All if you answer these in reverse songs correctly. So there's five Outrun tracks playing. All official remixes, all from official Sega games. And yep, five opportunities to win. 10 points overall. 10 points can nab you the prize. So I don't know. Get playing some in reverse, guys. So I just need to get it back up again because I still don't have it up because I'm a dummy, I'm a slowpoke, and I'm a chart topping knockout person. I don't know. We're not repeating that joke again. Yeah. So one more play of Outrun in reverse, and then well after that we still got one more play to play of the play of Outrun in reverse. Is Outrun in reverse? Think you know any of the answers to that in reverse? If you do, feel free to send me a private message on Discord. I'm GreenVibrator #6383, or join our Discord server radiosega.jf/discord and double click my name on the very top of the user list, or you can DM us on Twitter @RadioSega. All those places you can get in your answers. Speaking of getting in your answers, you definitely got in your answers for the chart topping knockout, and you actually ended it in a tie again. Well done. You successfully retied the poll because it was a tie, and then I think one of you must have voted, then another one of you voted, and yeah, you balked it. You balked it, guys. Well done. But I can tell you, even though you probably already figured it out, that there is one track that won out in the end thanks to the power of random selection. And that would happen to be a track known as Raindrops, remix of the end from Yakuza Karaoke Selection, right here on Radio Sega.
Let it.
We are back. This is the Pick and Mix right here on Radio Sega, celebrating the 9th anniversary of Radio Sega Live, which, funnily enough, began 9 years ago today. That was a track which actually wasn't technically a Sega track. That's from Caligula Overdose. That was Suicide Prototype. And I say it's a bit of a mixed case, because the original game known as the Caligula Effect was a Sega game by default, because it was published by Atlus. It was published by Atlas after they'd bought them, and it was a game that came out in 2017, and it was actually in last year's Sega Ages, and I played a lot of music from it, and we all agreed it's a great soundtrack. Then, last year, so 2018, they released a remake known as Caligula Overdose for PS4 and Switch, and it brought in a bunch of new music, but what it also brought in was a new publisher, and it was published by NIS America, who, funnily enough, aren't Atlus, therefore it's technically no longer a Sega game, but I don't care, because I played music from it last year, so I may as well play some new music from it if I can. It's an awesome banging track that went perfectly with the track that came before that, which was the winner of the chart-topping knockout for today's show, which was from Yakuza Karaoke Selection, but it was originally from Yakuza Dead Souls, and that was Raindrops, the remix of The End. A brilliant track, which, not very fitting for a zombie apocalypse, wouldn't be really blasting that one from the rooftops, but personally me, you know, maybe you would. I guess you have a death wish, feeling a bit suicidal and a bit of suicidal prototype, then maybe you would. Who knows? It's time for the Chiptune Corner. That's what this segment's going to be, except funnily enough, that's another music segment, so I have nothing to talk about again. So I will go through the brief history of the Hidden Palace, or at least what I know of it, and obviously we have Skyblaze on hand, so they can help me out a brief bit with this if I get any details of the show wrong. So the Hidden Palace first premiered in September of 2016 with host Skyblaze 42, focusing on quote-unquote trivia, facts, fan theories and Easter eggs from and relating to Sega games. In recent years, though, this has just become a general sort of Sega education show, so if you're ever feeling a bit light on your Sega knowledge, you definitely want to tune into the Hidden Palace Saturdays at 9 p.m. because you're going to learn a bunch of stuff. I thought I knew everything about Sega, and then I learned some new stuff listening in last week, specifically the show about the Pioneer LaserActive. I never knew that there were Sega games on Laserdiscs. I knew there was the Sega Ala modules for the Pioneer LaserActive, but I never knew there were actual Laserdisc games, so I learned something new. But I imagine if you're one of these sort of outsider Sega fans, that you like a bit of Sonic but you don't really know much else, I'd highly recommend listening into the Hidden Palace, because it's a brilliant little show that perfectly sums up trivia into bite-sized pieces, and, well, it makes learning fun. It's not Sonic Schoolhouse, you know, that didn't make learning fun, it wasn't even meant to be a Sonic game. But Hidden Palace definitely makes learning your history fun, kids. If only I had something like that to get me through my history GCSE, it would have made it much easier, I can tell you that one. Anyway, yeah, so that's the that's a brief overview of Hidden Palace. I should go into the actual sort of history of it. So the first episode, according to Radio Sega Media, was from Not Uploaded. Okay, that doesn't help. Middle of September is the only time I can get, but the first episode that's on Radio Sega Media would happen to be Episode 2, which premiered on 28th of September 2016. The show has gone on multiple hiatuses, and these are always for good reasons, because, you know, some of us have real lives, unlike me. I don't have one. Jobless. that caused the show to go on hiatus quite a bit, so that means the sort of show schedule, you'll notice if you look through the media section, is a bit fragmented, and it's for that reason, but, you know, when it's on, good show, it's got to be said. Season 2 first premiered supposedly in November 2018, and Season 3 began on the 26th of January 2019. Yeah, the second season was quite short, funnily enough, but so it focuses on many topics, including ones that I can't see, because we don't give episode titles to these podcasts. I don't really know where that is. But I know in particular in the past, if I look through the show blogs, recently shows have included... Hidden Palace on hiatus. That's not the show I was thinking of. Okay, so the most recent blog post is back from 2017. So, one's including a sub-series known as What Went Wrong, focusing on the tragedies relating to various Sega games which are famously bad, including Aliens Colonial Marines. Also, some other shows include unlicensed and homebrew games, Glitches and Bugs, regional changes with a focus on RPGs, Cancelled Sonic special, so an episode dedicated to cancelled Sonic games. Stuff like fan theories, that's another one. Betas and prototypes. Weirdness in Sega, yeah, that's a very broad subject. terrible games on Sega platforms, there's a lot of them. A lot of episodes focused on janky shovelware games, so if you're a fan of Desert Bus isn't badly programmed, it's just a bad game. If you're a fan of stuff like Taxi 2 on the Dreamcast, then don't listen in, but if you're not a fan of it, then do listen in. Bootlegs and unlicensed games, reboots and remakes, and yeah, you're sort of getting the point, that's sort of the stuff that Hidden Palace covers as a whole. And as of now, the show is still going, so I can't go, oh, it died on this date, because it hasn't. It's appeared in total on... now I have to count. It's appeared on 3 Winterfest. Yeah, I've counted correctly. 3 Winterfest. It has appeared on in total. And it has appeared on a multitude of different days throughout the Radio Sega schedule. But aside from that, one segment that it does have standing out is the Chip Tune Corner, because it's a very... it doesn't have very sort of many segments. It's just a show where you talk about the history, talk about anything relating to the topic at hand. Then you all go to bed. You all go to bed, rest on that knowledge, wake up nice and refreshed in the morning, feeling cleverer. But, yeah, the Chip Tune Corner is the only sort of withstanding segment in the show. And what it entails is host Skyblaze finds a new chip tune each week to premiere to you or just play to you. It doesn't have to be new at all. And it can focus on anything. It can be on any platform. It can be on the C64. It could be on the NES. It could be on the Master System. It could be just a chip tune which someone made up. You know, it's not from any particular console. It can be anything, really. And, well, I picked for you two chip tunes to come up soon. But I think there's still some room for some more chip tunes. So send me your favourite chip tunes that I might have, and I'll play them. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say. And do you know what else I'm going to say? I'm going to say it's time for some more In Reverse.
Ages in Reverse.
So, of course, you can get in some more guesses for In Reverse, because some of you, RevSeek, have finally got a correct answer that doesn't involve cheating. Cheater.
That's a major no-no.
Indeed. So, you've still got plenty more opportunities. In fact, you've got 2 more opportunities, but, you know, that's plenty in my books, to get the correct answers for In Reverse. I've told you what you could win. I've told you how you play. But I haven't showed you what you're playing. You're playing with power. What am I even trying to say? Just listen to the flipping In Reverse. Did you know any of the answers there? If you did, feel free to send me a DM on Discord, GreenVapor @6383, or private message me on Twitter, at Radio Sega. All those places you can get in your answers. And for now, feel free to get in your requests for the Chip Tune Corner as well, because we've got some time. We've also got some great tracks coming up, including this first one here, which happens to be from Sonic and Tails, also known as Sonic Chaos. And this would happen to be the Game Gear version of Aqua Planet Zone, right here on Pick and Mix.
next we just got a really nice track that I just really felt like playing you, because it's just a cool track, really. That's why I just, you know, I just felt like playing it.
One opinion, two opponents, and only one will be triumphant. This is Test Your Topicality.
Man, for a segment that's meant to be weekly, I think this is the first time that I've heard this since the new year. Welcome to Test Your Topicality, a segment from the 2017's Topical Resort. My own show, funnily enough. But before we get into this, you just heard a track from Pictionary, the NES version, by the legendary Tim Follin. That was the title screen theme. Before that, it was just a really cool track, and I just felt like playing it. No other reason, really. It's just a cool one. It's from Outrun, the Amiga version. That was Passing Breeze. A very nice track, I'm sure you'd agree. So nice in the fact that I probably play it while playing Toe Jam & Earl back in the groove, and while wearing my Sega Ages novelty t-shirt. I'd probably do that, to be honest. You know, it's definitely just one of those tracks, really. And before that, from Sonic and Tails, also known as Sonic Chaos in the rest of the world that isn't Japan, that was the Game Gear version of Aqua Planet Zone. And, well, I should probably explain to you how this segment works. Finally, it's a talking segment, it's not a music segment. So I actually have things to talk about, and I don't have to beg you to do stuff. So, Test Your Topicality is where one person is pitted in a battle against another, and they have to argue back and forth for a couple of minutes. Whoever wins, wins. So, how Test Your Topicality works on my own show, and it's going to work the exact same here, is you have a set amount of time, and you're given an opinion, and you have to argue back and forth between your opinions. So you're given an opinion. Say, for example, why Pick 'em Nix is the best show ever.
One person would have to argue as to why Pick and Mix is the best show ever, and the other person would have to argue as to why it isn't the best show ever. Fling counterpoints back and forth at each other, and the person who gets the most points wins if they get it within the time limit. But that's not just it, because you can crown who you think was the overall winner. It's not the person you think made the most points you agreed with, the person who made the most strongest points based on their case. So even though you might think Pick and Mix is the best show ever, perhaps the person who is arguing as to why it isn't, perhaps they were making some more valid, sound points, so they should be the winner in your opinion, because the community king is the true king here at Testing Top Accounts. So if you want to join radiose.gm/discord, grab a microphone, join the chill out, and you have a chance of being on the show. That sound good? If not, well, I can always argue against myself. I'm used to it at this point, but I have an idea in mind for what I want to argue about tonight, so if you want to argue along with me, jump right in to that general channel. And apparently my voice is it's not doing too hot right now in Discord. Discord's having some problems with connecting to me. Cool, I guess. Because, you know, logic? Question mark? I'm going to check Twitter while I wait for you guys. While I wait for a worthy opponent to come and challenge something. Me, I guess. I didn't do this on purpose, by the way. I just realised what I was doing halfway through. Oh yeah, right. That's the KC noise. Right. Stop making the hum noise now. Stop tutting at people. And start, I guess I should start ringing some people. Sorry, just gotta send a message. Let's send out one to one person who I think will be willing. The other person, yeah, they suck. They're not gonna be on the show. Stop making the noise now! Not that one. Don't ever stop making that noise. Right, so let's give them a ring and see if they answer. I have no clue if they will, by the way. Ah, that's the wrong cable. No, I've screwed up. That is the right cable. More like that, please. Hello, person, mysterious person. Good start.
Just go default. Output is my microphone and cable.
Yeah, you do exist. I can hear you. Hi.
Is my mic working? Testing.
Your mic is working. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Woo! Thank you. Oh, goodness sake, it's still set up from when I had you on Sega Mixer Drive back in November.
I haven't changed it since then. I haven't had a reason to, because you haven't had to duel your topicality with someone before. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I was about to say I've dueled with you twice now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you have. It's becoming a common occurrence, but then again, I haven't done this for months, so it's nice and refreshing. But the other candidate, I should say as well, was going to probably be Brittany Gamer. Then I remembered, oh right, Brittany Gamer doesn't have a mic. That could be a problem. So, welcome to the show, Rexy, and are you ready? Are you ready for some topicality testing to go on today?
Bring me the subject and I'll push myself as high as I can.
Sure thing. Today's subject is it's a doozy, and it's a real topical one, unlike my normal show. Does the Sonic movie suck? That's it. I can't think of anything more creative. So it's, does the Sonic movie suck? Rex, you're going to be arguing as to why it does suck, and I'm going to have the hard job of being a fanboy and arguing as to why it doesn't suck. Now what I need to do is grab my timer.
You're pretty much a glutton for punishment there, aren't you, Viper?
Yeah, but I did it on Friday, so I can do it again. Right, let me get my timer. There it is. Right, so you remember how this works, right? I don't need to explain it to you again. Or don't you? Let me know.
No, I don't need explanation. But I think some people would know if they had actually listened to an episode of Topical Resort before, which I don't.
Well, they already got an explanation earlier on, but they'll find out. Whoops. But I couldn't remember if you'd heard it. Right, let me get up my cheat sheet here of points. Right, so with that in mind, we're going to go for a 5-minute timer. 3, 2, 1,
go. So, Rexy, why do you think the Sonic movie sucks?
Well, obviously, you have to make a judgment after actually seeing it before deciding it, but just by promotional material alone, it looks like it's going horribly wrong. The Sonic design looks more like a demented furry man, not even close like the Sonic fan film did, that I believe Sonic Remix got involved with. Not quite too sure who actually fully did that. And even with trying to promote it, they're trying to make it more like a buddy cop thing, which is not what Sonic is about. And when trailers launched yesterday, they used a blooming Coolio song to promote it, and that is completely unfitting for Sonic as well. I think Paramount is deliberately trying to get this nominated for a Razzie Award next year. Why?
But I got a good question as to why. I don't think they necessarily are trying to get it nominated for a Razzie Award, because I think part of this is just internet overreacting to their precious Sonic being changed. What I think is, I don't think it's horrible, but I also don't think it's good. So I think part of it is actually sort of an overreaction. So maybe people should take off the nostalgia goggles and have a look and take this new Sonic from a new perspective, a new set of, I can't think of an analogy, but you get the point, you know, look at this completely differently as to how you've looked at it before. Try and see things from perhaps a child's perspective who would be watching this movie for the first time. It's their first piece of Sonic media ever. Look at it from that perspective.
Well, you could probably end up saying that, but even if we've got people like Yuji Naka himself saying on social media that Sonic does not even look right, and Sega somehow being a bit loose with how the character would end up getting handled, this is like the loosest way of trying to handle a video game franchise that I've pretty much seen out there. Probably even way looser than the Angry Birds film of all things. And let me also say one more thing. Did it say that the rights involved also worked with the Fast and the Furious? Let me remind you how many blooming sequels that franchise got and how progressively worse each one ended up getting critically.
I think you could say that it's going to perhaps have a sense of sequelitis itself, but the writers certainly perhaps weren't the best choice, but something that can be controlled, obviously you've said the design. I think the design, in a sense, another thing to consider is Sonic Boom, where people famously didn't like the design, they didn't like Knuckles, they didn't like Sonic, but what happened with that? Yeah, sure, it had a bit of a flop of a video game, but the TV show that went alongside that was commercially and critically successful, being a huge phenomenal hit for its writing, for its CGI visuals, for basically everything about it, but yet people originally had sort of an outcry about it. So maybe first looks aren't always the best looks, you know, don't judge a book by its cover in this case.
The main difference for Sonic Boom, though, is that they only made minor adjustments to the Sonic model to at least make it a little bit more up-to-date. They at least kept his face shape, his body shape. I know they ended up painting his arms and gave him neck scarf and sports tape, but he's still classic Sonic through and through, along with his buddies and pals. This Sonic ended up seriously is in need of a shave, for one thing. Ended up with the blue arms just like Boom Sonic, but even fuzzier still. And dare I remind you about that shot over what seemed like San Francisco Bridge in one of the promotional ones? Part of that just wants to make me sick just looking down at those legs. Oh my god.
See, I think a lot of our arguments are focusing on the design, and that's the thing as to why I think these arguments, or this whole sort of debate is a bit bogus, because that's all we're arguing that this film is going to be bad based off a couple of screenshots and test images. From what we know, according to sources, we still haven't even seen the final design after all these leaks. So what I'm saying here is, A, you know, this might not be final, so we really shouldn't be complaining just yet. And B, that's the only thing we're complaining about. We're saying this film's going to be bad, but all we've seen is a couple of character tests. We haven't seen any writing, we haven't seen any trailers. I know everyone's saying reserve your judgment, etc. They're throwing out that phrase, but they're really not doing that. They're unfairly judging this film based on, yeah, what is otherwise fairly bog-standard live-action visuals, when, you know, you haven't seen the writing of the film yet. The writing, the sort of character interaction could be the best part of the film, and you're already judging it, no, I'm not going to see this, even though you will, based on, hey, he's a bit too furry for my liking, really.
Well, even with that, we've got we've ended up hearing details about what the film will ended up having. Like I said, we've got the whole buddy cop dynamic thing. We don't even know how many of Sonic's pals is in it. And I know Jim Carrey is going to portray Eggman, but we haven't even seen the design of him yet, so we're not quite sure how that's going to go. Even that can go horribly... that can go really damn well with 90s fans, or it can just go horrendously creepy like his interpretation of the Grinch. Dare I want that? Oh my gosh. Oh well.
No, this is outside of the time of the segment now. This is over, but I'm going to say as well, that's in recent years has sort of become a bit of a cult film. So, could we maybe have that one day with the Sonic film? This sort of over-the-top, wacky, so-bad-it-is-good type film? Once again, we haven't seen it yet, so we don't know if that could be the case, but perhaps it could one day down the line be so bad it's good, considered that way by critics, just like some of other Jim Carrey's films.
Interesting, because everyone I've spoken to about The Grinch actually prefers, what's his name now? Engelbert Humperdinck? No, what's his name? Who's the one who did, like... Yes, you know what I mean? Benedict Cumberbatch, that's it!
The number of names it took you to come up with that was incredible. I'm impressed.
Sorry. It's a long name. I can't help that.
I get the point. I think a lot of people do prefer that film, but it's sort of become a bit of a cult film, the Jim Carrey one. Like, it's got some really sort of funny, wacky, over-the-top scenes. It's not a good film, but people are starting to suddenly enjoy it, and I think that could be the case with the Sonic film. They're not going to be going like, oh, this is a masterpiece, but they're going to be going, yes, it's so wacky and ridiculous that it stands on its own right as an interpretation of this franchise, which I'm hoping becomes the case, because even if it's going to be a bad film, I still want it to go places.
Well, I also said that for the Ratchet and Clank film, but let's just see how that ended up turning out. That turned out to be a total bomb at the post office, the box office even.
I mean, not many people ordered copies either.
Oh dear. Even then, the designs for that particular film ended up being more closely resemblant towards the original gaming counterparts. Now with Sonic, though, this is more likely just to end up stirring a big reaction. What? Skype was saying, Charles Snake, come back. You come back. Anyway, now with Sonic, we don't even have that kind of luxury going on, and it seems as if the writers that got involved with Fast and Furious just end up learning from what they ended up doing in the past and just trying to make things as shocking as possible and trying to go with memes more than anything else. But this is not quite the Sonic that I want to see, honestly.
Well, I think a good way to end sum up this entire conversation is probably we've seen the tagline for this film. It's dreadful. But if we could rewrite the tagline, would we go with The Fast and the Furriest?
It sounds like it, yes.
At this point, that's what most of the points are hinging on here. But anyway, Rexy, thank you for coming on. And I should reveal that the winner of tonight's Test of Topicality was me, myself, with 4 points to your three. Yes!
Oh, shut up, Michael! You started... Wait, did you start first?
No, you started. Sometimes it do be like that, but just because I won the most points doesn't mean I had the best argument. Who do you think argued the best based on their stance? Let us know in Discord or on Twitter. And while we do that, we're going to get in some in reverse. So thank you for coming on the show, Rexy. Any final words before I don't drag you back to the chill out because this is a private call?
Yeah, listen to Sega Mr. Drive every Sunday, 8 p.m. Viper won't be able to talk about it because none of my blocks got picked. But it's a very fun remix show. Come along and enjoy the fun. It's a St. Patrick's Day special on Sunday, so make sure to bring your best Irish whiskey or soft drinks if you are a minor.
or Green Hill Tracks, that's your third option.
Well, anything with green. In fact, someone ended up requesting some from Gunstar Heroes for this special. So that's actually how far out from Sonic we can actually get.
Interesting, because whenever I think of green, my head still goes to Green Hills, and I can't think of anything, but if I look through my playlist, I'd probably find something, to be fair. But that's Sundays at 8 p.m. on Radio Sega, Sega Mixer Drive, our longest-running show now, because even though Saturday Night Sega has been on for 9 years, thanks to the power of hiatuses, Sega Mixer Drive has now taken over an episode count, so it's officially our longest-running Radio Sega show, and you can listen to it yourself this Sunday at 8 p.m. You're not going to want to miss it. Anyway, Rexy, thank you for coming on the show.
No problem. Glad to be back here once again, and happy birthday to Radio Sega.
Not quite. Happy birthday to Radio Sega Live. Happy birthday to Radio Sega on Saturday. Thank you for coming on the show, Rexy.
Oh, thank you.
Catch you later. Bye.
Bye.
And there we go. That was Rexy, and that was Tetra Topicality. And you know what it's time for? One last time, it's time for In Reverse, where you could be winning Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove on any console of your choice and a novelty Sega Ages t-shirt. All you got to do is answer 5 OutRun. Well, you got to tell me what 5 OutRun official remixes these are in Reverse. So let's get into it.
Sega Ages in Reverse.
This is your final play of In Reverse, the OutRun edition, and there's 5 tracks in here. To answer, all you need to do is message me on Discord, greenvibrate, hashtag 6383, and you need to send me the song name, or the game name followed by the song name. So Sonic Lost World, Sugar Lane is an example of an answer. And yep, it's In Reverse. You've got a brief clip to tell you what it is. That's all I can really help you with, to be honest. Just send me your answers on Discord. You can get a maximum of 10 points. None of you have reached 10 points yet. I'm very surprised. So try and reach 10 points by the end of the night to have a better chance of winning. And, well, there's not really too much more I can say. Let's get into the final play of In Reverse. Come on, people, I know you've got it in you. You can get these 10 points if you try hard enough. And I'm going to give you plenty of time to do it. I'll let you know when your time for guessing for In Reverse is up. But you've still got a few more songs before that happens. So I can finally get into some more of my own picks instead of you guys' picks. Ooh, finally. And, well, let's get into one from the Super Monkey Ball franchise. And it's one specifically from the terrible Wii game known as Banana Blitz. But, hey, it had some gorgeous presentation and, as well, some pretty fantastic music. And this is certainly the case, because this is Space Case right here on Radio Sega. Happy birthday, Radio Sega Live.
best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net. Sega!
This bed right here can only mean one thing. It's time for the final segment of the show. What you just heard there was a track from a remix album known as Psych Club Mix from Sega Racing Games. That was an album released back in the late 90s, exclusively in Japan, by Sega, that contained a ton of remixes of, funnily enough, racing games. And one of them was a track known as Blue Sky, obviously a remix of the Sky High theme from Daytona, USA. And, yeah, we're still looking for a copy of this album, because it's not rare, but it's just difficult to find if you're not in Japan, and it's difficult to import, because no one wants to import it to me. So if you have a copy of this album available for grabs, or, you know, you're willing to send it to us, then please get in touch, because we want a full copy of the album, not just one track. We will not suffice with just the one. And before that, from Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz, that was Space Case, the theme of... I think Space Case is like World 7, if not it's World 6. Either way, it's a late one in the game. That late in the game, you know. So currently in the chat room, we're talking about Halo, because apparently there's some sort of Xbox conference going on about Halo. And, of course, I had to throw it to them, saying Halo Reaching Fridays, because we all know Halo hasn't been good since Halo Reach. It's true. So, yeah. Besides that, what do they do with Halo? I'm joking. There is someone, I know there's someone who's going to get triggered by that certain person. I apologise, it's my opinion. But I think the peak of what 343 did with Halo was when they made that Halo 2 remake that pretty much got rid of, completely got rid of Master Chief. That was an interesting decision to make for your remake. I don't know why they did that. Anyway, whatever. That's my opinion, but my opinion is it's time to close in reverse, so... sound effects, something like that. Yeah. In reverse is now closed. Yep, Casey, you can stop now. You can stop. Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, in reverse is now closed for the night, so thank you to everyone who got their guesses in. And, well, I think it's about time you found out the results of in reverse, so let me just come over here and play you the results. I can't do anything more flashy because I don't have the right equipment to do anything more flashy, to be honest. So, with that in mind, let's finally hear what the results of In Reverse, the Outrun Edition, were. Once I actually get on my note document, where is my note document? Oh my goodness. Ah, my note document, there it is. Let's get into the results of In Reverse. From Sega Ages, Outrun for the Switch, that was Driver's Mega Mix Volume 1. From Bayonetta, that was Splashwave, the Infinite Climax Mix. Come on, guys, this one was easy. From Outrun the Amiga version, it's Passing Breeze. It wasn't easy, but I gave you the answer. You all got this one from Sonic Transformed. That was Outrun Bay. The one that no one got from Hatsune Miku Project Diva, that was Magical Sound Shower. And now we're back, my microphone's not bugging out, the music isn't too loud, and I can reveal that in reverse, they were the results. You all got them wrong. Don't pat yourself on the back, feel bad about it. Feel bad that you got them wrong. Especially Brit Gaming, because he got the Miku one wrong. So well done for not getting the Miku one right, because you're the Miku fanboy in here. So cry yourself to sleep tonight or something, I don't know. Anyway, That was In Reverse, and you probably want to know, well, who's won the flipping prizes? That's the only reason we entered In Reverse, and yeah, you're rightfully entitled to find out who won the prizes, believe it or not. So, how it's going to work here is the amount of points you got equates to how many entries you get into the draw. So, currently, I can reveal, Skyblaze got 2 points, BrickGamer98 got 6 points, and Ravsy got 2 points. Everyone else, I think other people knew it, they just didn't want to, they didn't want to enter, because they didn't want to win the prizes, which, fair enough, understandable, you know, it's about the taking part, it's not always the winning. So, Skyblaze42 enters twice. Skyblaze42. BrickGamer enters 6 times. He got the most correct points of anyone. BrickGamer98, and I will copy and paste that because I'm not sitting there typing that out. Nope. I did copy and paste that wrong. This is where you prepare them earlier, children. 3, 4, 5, 6. And Ravzy got 2 entries. So thank you to all of you guys, and thank you to everyone, because I know there was a lot of you who just didn't want to enter because you were feeling polite. That's not even a No, I swear, guys, it just wasn't low entry. No, because I know that a lot of staff members didn't want to join, and a lot of people didn't want to win the prizes themselves because they already owned the game, etc. Oh well. But I can reveal that the winner of Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove and the winner of the Sega Ages novelty T-shirt is Ravzeeg. Congratulations to Ravzeeg. Give me your whatever you want to win Toe Jam and Earl on, and your whatever your shirt size and address is, and I'll successfully be sending you your prizes that are rightfully earned for your 2 correct points in Reverse. So a big thank you to anyone who's been stopping by throughout the show today. I know it's been a bit disjointed all over the place, but that's sort of to be expected as well. I mean, come on, it's a new show concept. It's going to be a bit sloppy here and there, but it's being worked on. We know what to do for next time now. We know how to host it next time, etc. So, yeah, huge thank you to everyone here who's been listening, everyone who's been on the Twitter, everyone who's been lurking, everyone who's on the podcast. I will say, however, this is not the end of Pick and Mix. More Pick and Mix episodes will be coming in the future. Plenty more, trust me. And they'll all be revised, they'll all be fine-tuned, and I hope it'll be a staple of the Radio Sega lineup someday. So be on the lookout for more episodes of Pick and Mix. Hopefully maybe some special theme ones as well coming soon throughout the year. I want to say as well that the next Radio Sega Live show will not potentially be Taco Resort. There is a good chance that it still could be. Do not get me wrong. I will try my hardest to make sure that there is one, but understand that if you've read my blog post on the Taco Resort blogs on the Radio Sega website, I've been having some health complications, or if you listen to the show, you already know this, but if not, I've been having some health complications that makes hosting a show a little bit difficult, so I've poured hours and hours into trying to make this show the best I can, so that's obviously drained me a bit in terms of my creative output for this week's episode, but I'll still try my hardest no matter what. So yeah, Topical Resort may not be the next, but I can tell you that Saturday is our 13th birthday, and we will be celebrating with some interesting things, such as the Hidden Palace at 9 p.m. with Skyblaze. They said they'd be covering the Sega Naomi arcade board, which has some plenty good games on it, because, well, it's Dreamcast hardware but in an arcade, so obviously it's going to have some good games, because you know the Dreamcast by now, guys. On top of that, Saturday Night Sega, it will be celebrating its 9th birthday in style. I say in style, I hope it will be in style, because if it's not, why bother? There's a good reason to bother, but that's another point for another day, I guess. I will say as well that if there isn't a Topical Resort, even if there is, I'll make it up to you anyway, because even though I've done this extra show, there will be another extra show from me during the month, because I will be returning at some point towards the end of the month or the beginning of April with a Dreamcast Hour special. Obviously, I've rebooted the Dreamcast Hour a few months back, that we're just going to be doing an episode every time a new indie game releases or something special happens to the Dreamcast. And well, this is definitely worthy of an episode, because the Hidden Palace, not the show, the website which focuses on beta unreleased content, maintained by DRX, that's his name, is going to be having a Dreamcast sort of prototype month. So one has already come out. There's already been one Dreamcast prototype released this month, which you can download right now on HiddenPalace.org, I believe is the website name. There's going to be plenty more coming out throughout the month. So much news for us to cover that we'll be talking about on that episode of the Dreamcast Hour. So be on the lookout. It'll probably be on Sunday around 7 p.m. because that's when it always used to be. So may as well go back to the roots, if you ask me. But speaking of asking me, I'm going to say that's it for this episode. So we're going to end things off with one final track, but not before I say goodbye to you guys. So thank you to Ravseek, thank you to Skyblade42, thank you to BritGamer98, thank you to Rexy, thank you to Twinny, thank you to myself, of course, thank you to Grey4, thank you to TCB, thank you to FastFeet, thank you to True, thank you to Retrix, thank you to II1980, thank you to Alex Copperton. I'm still trying to remember all your names. There was so many of you in the chat room tonight who just popped in and out, and you might have been lurking as well. So, really appreciate your presence around these parts. Anyone else? We also had Shedded. How can I forget Shedded, our sweet soul brother? He is back for one night only, because I don't know if he'll be back soon. Who knows? Hopefully he will be. If you're still listening, hello, Shedded. Aside from that, I think that's it. And I'm going to end you off with one final track, and I am actually going to tell you what it is this time. So, this track was released for a certain other site / channel's anniversary. This was a track released for the Sonic Show's 8th anniversary album, because they made an album for some reason. It normally featured like all of their sort of show themes and joke tracks that they had, because it was just, you know, like a fun little joke album for the anniversary. But there was one track on there, the 2008 theme, so it was the theme to their YouTube channel back in 2008, composed by DJ Ear. And it's not a great track by all sort of means. It's very dated and not definitely one of his best. But also included on the album as the final track, as a sort of send-off track, was a remix of that track done by him back in 2014, known as Blue Memories. And it's a 8-minute sort of dance, drum and bass, piano masterpiece. And it is genuinely brilliant, and I think, but what better way to end off an anniversary show with a song that commemorated an anniversary to be remembered for them. So why don't we leave this to be an anniversary tribute remembered from us? From the Complete Mess Collection and by DJ Air, this is Blue Memories, and I've been Green Vibrate. You've been awesome. Thank you so much for listening, and, well, take a dip, because you never know. You might just find the pick and mix. Catch you all next time.
enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.